like to welcome you to the ordination ceremony of Father Shane Buckley. The priest is ordained to offer a sacrifice, to bless, to guide, to preach, and to baptize. With great awe, then, should one advance to so high a state. These words are taken from the Roman Pontifical for the ordination of a priest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, just a few moments ago, Shane Buckley was ordained to the Holy Priesthood. He is now Father Shane Buckley, a priest of Jesus Christ, and he will remain such for all eternity. When just a short while ago I laid my hands upon his head, and then in the preface of the ordination rite, I spoke the words that constitute the form of the sacraments, he became a priest. And when that happened, there was impressed upon his soul the indelible character of the priesthood, by which he was configured to Jesus Christ, the great high priest. Thus, this morning, the soul of this young man has been changed and will remain changed for all eternity. He has received an increase of sanctifying grace, and he received a special sacramental grace, which is a certain divine help to enable him to fulfill his duties as a priest. This young man this morning, by his reception of the sacrament of holy orders, has had imprinted on his soul the character of a priest and has received in consequence a permanent spiritual power which, according to the Roman Pontifical, is the power to offer sacrifice, to bless, to guide, to preach, and to baptize, and to forgive sins. If we could see his soul, we would see imprinted thereon the very image of Jesus Christ, who at the moment of his incarnation became the great high priest. In other words, when the eternal Son of God united himself to a created human nature, he became a priest. And it is his priesthood that Father Shane Buckley now shares. Thus, my dear friends, the dignity of the Catholic priesthood is infinite, since it is not a priesthood different from the priesthood of Christ himself. But it is the priesthood of Christ himself in which all validly ordained Catholic priests share. It is truly beyond our comprehension that in his infinite wisdom and mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ deigned to choose mere men to be his priests. He deigned to choose mere men to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to forgive sins, and to teach, govern, and sanctify the faithful. How marvelous and sublime is the priesthood of the New Testament. Yet still, the priest is but a man, a mere human being. It is only on account of the sacred character which is conferred upon him at ordination that he transcends, as St. Bernard says, all the dignities of kings, of emperors, and even of angels. This morning, Father Buckley will perform his first priestly office. At this very Mass today, he will kneel here in the sanctuary. He will be assisted by another priest, and he will offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass with me. That is why at the ordination Mass of a priest, the bishop says all the parts of the Mass out loud from the offertory on. And this is to facilitate the young priest who will actually offer the Mass with the ordaining bishop as the Church requires. The ordaining bishop and the newly ordained say the Mass together. The Mass is thus said aloud, even including the words of consecration, whereby the bread is changed into the body and the wine into the blood of Christ. And henceforth, Father will offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass each day. He will bless, he will preach the gospel of Christ, he will baptize, and he will forgive sins. And he will do these things because of the power that has been communicated to him this day by his ordination to the priesthood. It really is a wondrous and inspiring thing that has occurred today, and indeed since the Last Supper, when Christ ordained the first priests and bishops of the Catholic Church. How grateful we should be to Almighty God to have another Catholic priest in the ranks of his priesthood. For we do live in a time, my dear friends, when so many souls are floundering in a world that is engulfed with the darkness of unbelief and sin. In the wake of Vatican II and today, millions no longer believe and practice the one true Catholic faith. But the true Church of Christ has not been destroyed. Our Lord, who is the head of the Church, declared that the gates of hell would never prevail against her. But today it is clear the Church has been eclipsed, if you will, as Bishop Kelly has described it. As the sun cannot be seen when it is eclipsed by the moon, yet it is still there, so the Church, while it is eclipsed for a time, is yet still there. St. Augustine says the Church is in her members. And as members of the one true Church in the midst of this, her greatest crisis, we must heed the command of St. Paul the Apostle and stand fast, as he said, and hold to the traditions which we have learned. In other words, we must hold to the divinely revealed truths of the faith and obey the commandments of God and His Church. And that is what we do. We hold fast to the traditions which we have learned until our Lord restores normalcy to the situation of the Church, until she is no longer hidden. Until then, we hold fast. Until then, we love and approve what the Church has always loved and approved, and we condemn what the Church has always condemned. Pray then, my dear friends, that God in His mercy will bless us with holy priests, priests who are on fire with the love of God in the souls of men. Pray today for this new priest of Jesus Christ, that God willing, he will be instrumental in saving many, many souls. And pray every day to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Queen of the Clergy and Mother of all priests, that she inspire and strengthen our young men to leave all things to follow her Son. Ask her to fill the hearts of Catholic parents with a burning desire that their sons serve her Son at the altar. For as St. Alphonsus says, what greater glory can a man have than to be a cooperator with Christ in this great work of saving souls? And we may add, what greater glory can a Catholic family have than to have a son who becomes a priest. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.